Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from those aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And Rob, we got your former nephew, as we like to call him, Vinny Goodwill, NBA writer for Yahoo Sports, friend of the show. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour.
Awesome.
So be good to hear from him. And Rob, we're expecting, you know, New Jersey, where I live, the county I live in.
Right.
And New York City, there's been declared a state of emergency.
Are you serious?
We're expecting a nor'easter tonight and tomorrow. So rains, snow, they might get up to a foot of snow in some parts of Jersey.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, so we'll see. But hopefully
not, my man.
Right. Yeah, so it's fine right now. It's just wet and rainy, but we will see. But let's get into more NFL talk. And Jimmy Garoppolo, and you mentioned it a little while ago, Jimmy Garoppolo signs with the Las Vegas Raiders a 3-year, three-year, $72.75 million deal.
Well, what are they saying, 34 guaranteed?
Million guaranteed, yes. So he's going to the Niners. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a lateral move. I know he's cheaper, Chris, and I know because of Josh McDaniels, they have a relationship or whatever. So this is like cronyism, not nepotism because they aren't related, but cronyism, you know, where we talked about in this business where you want somebody you're comfortable with or you know or whatever. I don't see this as like a major upgrade. I think Derek Carr, while he didn't play that great, Chris, and I'm not trying to make it like he had some great season last year, I think he's still better than Jimmy G.
He's done more individually as far as, you know, he's made 4 Pro Bowls. Jimmy G hasn't. Nobody thinks of Jimmy G in that caliber. Jimmy G obviously has won more. And, yeah, now people look at, oh, they got the great team. Of course he won with Deebo Samuel, Nick Bosa, and all those guys. But, Rob, you remember when he got there, they were 1-10. Mm-hmm. And 1-10 with five games left, you know those dudes were 1-2-3 Cancun after every practice, you know, figuratively speaking. And he went in there, led them to five straight wins, and they were sold in San Francisco, made him the highest paid quarterback in, you know, sport in the history of the league, highest paid player at that time. And then soured on him. I think neither of us has said he's a Pro Bowl, All Pro, Hall of Fame.
It really came down, Chris, to the souring him on that Super Bowl. That's like that Super Bowl. They felt he didn't make. Remember, didn't he have an interception?
Well,
in the
even
end zone?
Going through those playoffs,
right?
Where remember the one game they only threw eight times, and they just felt like there were certain things he couldn't do and throws right. He couldn't make. But I think Rob. Now I'm not saying they wouldn't be moving on. But maybe not, because we'd have a fuller body of work. His biggest problem, even as he's not an Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes caliber player,
right?
His biggest problem is he can't stay healthy.
And I
bet you that has a big thing to do with why the contract is so low.
I agree with you. I mean, he's another guy that you could just pencil him in at some point during the season.
He's about the worst starter in the league in that regard.
Like, he's always hurt. He's always missing time. Something always happens. It's not his fault. These are real injuries. He's not jaking it or anything.
Right.
It's just that he can't stay healthy.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, like sometimes, Chris, as we talked about, we get it. People want to be with people they feel comfortable with. And he feels like Josh McDaniels, like, I got a relationship with this guy. This guy knows me. You know, he was in New England and, you know, and he knows what I want him to do. And maybe Derek Carr is a little more of a veteran quarterback who's like, dude, I've had some success. I've been a Pro Bowler. I know, you know what I mean? Like, let me work and do what I do. And so maybe there's a meeting. There wasn't a meeting of the minds, which made it easier. And of course, we know this. The contract was really what it was, because they could get out of it without it doing damage to their cap, Chris, right? So they could get out of it.
The Niners?
Yeah, the Niners. I mean, the Raiders. Talking about the Raiders.
Oh, you're talking about with Derek Carr.
With Derek Carr. That's why this happened. It was more about that they were able to get out of it.
$40+ million right. dollars a year. That's right. All there is to it. And look, Jimmy G, just to finish up, wrap a bow on the injury talk, in his five full seasons, Rob, he played about five and a half there, but five full seasons.
Yep.
With the Niners, he was only fully healthy 2 years.
Wow.
And even one of those seasons, he only played 15 games. But the 2 years, though, he led them to the NFC title game, and once they got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he had them up 10 points, you know, with about 8 minutes left in that Super Bowl against Kansas City before.
When they decided to start throwing the ball all the time, every down instead of running it.
Exactly. Like. Exactly. And so I think that's been his biggest problem, is the poor health. But I agree. I mean, I don't know. I think Derek Carr is a great character guy. I think he's got the intangibles. But Jimmy G has proven to be more of a winner to this point. But physically, you're certainly not going to say he's more gifted than Derek Carr. And he's got a higher completion percentage. He's got a higher TD percentage. He's got a higher passer rating. His passer rating is the sixth highest ever, believe it or not, 99.6, I believe. But I agree with you. Here's one thing I will say, though, Rob. The fact that the contract is really low, was it about $23 million? Not even $23 million a year. That gives them money, theoretically, to go out and strengthen that defense. But offensively, they should be fine with Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs, who they franchised, and obviously Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfrow. Like, the offensive line was pretty good last year.
But did you see
It is the defense that needs help. And if they go out and get some help, we'll see. I mean, they're in the AFC West, Rob, which I do think is going to be, I don't know if it'll be as good as we thought it would be this past season, but with the Chargers getting, you know, Kellen Moore, as offensive coordinator.
It'll be better, definitely.
Yeah, Denver with Sean Payton should be better. And so they're going to have some tough sledding out there to get into the playoffs.
Did you see what Devontae Adams put on his IG? Did you see that?
Yep.
What did that mean, Chris? Did you
want to read
that?
It? Why don't you read? Read what you can.
Yeah, let me see. Well, the only one I saw.
One bit of profanity in there. But
was it? Not the one that I saw. Oh, yeah. Maybe
the one you said.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. But
yeah, here it is. I had that. Oh, here we go. It said, this is where Ryan, I said, sent this to us. If you haven't talked, if we haven't talked in the last 3 weeks, don't hit me up about this blank. Thanks. Sugar honey iced tea is what he said. Don't hit me up about this sugar honey iced tea. Thanks.
Right.
So I'm assuming, my grandmother used to say that, sugar honey iced tea. Okay. I'm assuming, Chris, is this
that was on his IG?
Yeah, is this about the quarterback? Or was that his Twitter, Ryan? I think I can't tell by the
I would
thing.
Think
it's Instagram.
About
Twitter.
I would
right?
Instagram.
I would think it's about Instagram. The quarterback.
Right?
People probably DMing him. They're
hey,
not
what
in
do you
his
think?
DM, but
what do you think?
Right.
Ryan?
That's probably but I get it. I mean, I guess cuz I would say my first thought was don't put that out publicly. If you put it out publicly, you got to understand the perception is going to be that you're not happy.
Exactly. That's the first thing you jump
right?
to. Right.
Now, you might just be tired of having people hitting you up in your DMs all day. And, you know, that could be why you use the sugar honey iced tea. And, you know,
right.
But it comes off like you aren't happy. Which, look, you went from Aaron Rodgers in MVP form.
Right.
To now Jimmy Garoppolo, who as much as he's won, is certainly no Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, we talked about it last year, Rob. Like, Devontae, he got paid. Now, granted, he would have got paid by Green Bay, right?
Right.
They ended up offering him as much money as the Raiders. Now,
and he wanted to go play with Derek Carr and his
and
college
wanted to
quarterback.
Go home according to him, so maybe he's happy just that he's at home. But, or, you know, more closer to the West Coast. But
right.
Professionally, now I think he'll still probably be a Hall of Famer, but I mean,
it took a hit though.
Yeah,
it took a hit. I'm not saying it's done.
Right, right. Great year last year, despite the teams not playing well. But what if he doesn't have? You know, what if the next 4 years aren't great?
And he still might have
Jimmy
Chris.
G, I don't know.
A bad taste in his mouth just about the whole Derek Carr thing because that was a plan, you know, to come. And I mean. Obviously, you still got to decide to go to the Raiders on your, you know, without, you can't, you don't know what can happen. Derek
and
Carr
he
could be
said
hurt.
That, you know, right. I wanted to go home. So that was the main reason I came and all that, too.
Right.
So, but he maybe, you know, who knows if that's really how it feels. But yeah, it's,
it doesn't
it's
seem
not
like a big upgrade
that
right.
you want when you, I mean, it's probably a lateral type move. I mean, you can point out again, Jimmy G's got a few things, advantages in his, on his side of the ledger, and so does Derek Carr. And so, but here's the, like I said, Rob, when you consider that to bring back Derek Carr, it would have been 40-plus million, and to bring in Jimmy G is almost half of that, a little over half of that, and you got money to go out and improve your team. And Rob, let's face it, Josh McDaniels needs to win. If he doesn't win this year, like they don't have a winning record, he's probably done. I would think he should be.
He should be, Chris. I agree with you.
Could have been done this year. 3 years as a head coach, two in Denver, 1.5 in Denver, one with the Raiders, and not a winning season to you know, lay claim to.
Yeah, it's been an ugly journey, and I don't know. I mean, like I say, they already had to pay John Gruden, Chris, that money. They had signed Josh McDaniels to a 4-year deal, so they didn't want to have to pay him for 3 more years. So, because last year was disappointing. Remember, they made the playoffs a year ago.
They went from 10-6 to 6-11.
Right. It was a bad turnaround, and they lost a lot of bad games, and Josh McDaniels didn't do a good job. And his history, Chris, is bad. Started out, if you take away those first 6 games where he's 6-0 in Denver – Look at what his record is.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's bad as it is, but it's worse when you take away
those first six.
Right. All right. It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob. Quickly, Rob, I'm saying I'm not ready to, you know, I'm not going to make any playoffs. I mean, I would think they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they were, you know, I just think the AFC is so stacked.
I got them out of the playoffs as well, even with Jimmy G.
He's the fourth best quarterback. I mean, I'm giving Russell Wilson the benefit of the doubt that with Sean Payton, he'll play better. I would say Jimmy G's clearly the fourth best quarterback in that division.
I think that's fair because you can't believe that Russell Wilson has nothing left. It's hard to believe that. And I know he played a little bit better, Chris, at the end of the regular season, but his season as a total was horrible.
He was horrible.
He was bad.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. What do you make of Jimmy G going to the Raiders? Do you think this is an upgrade? Do you think this puts them in the playoffs? Your turn to weigh in, 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Buckle up, Rob. This is going to be a long read. Be sure to join Fox Sports Radio's Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. That's right, $1 million. If you fill out a perfect bracket at FoxSportsRadio.com, you will win $1 million and your life will be changed. You can compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts such as myself, Rob Parker, and fellow listeners. The listener, host are out of it, the listener who finishes in first place wins a prize pack featuring a Legacy Box 40-item trunk, which is valued at nearly $1,200, to turn old family movies and pictures into digital keepsakes. A Traeger meter block that's valued at $350 is the ultimate way to monitor meat on the grill. And a Chalk bundle, which is valued at nearly $500, featuring nine popular supplements found at chokchok.com to reclaim your vitality. All in all, it's a prize pack valued at more than $2,000. So go fill out your brackets now at foxsportsradio.com. You'll have until noon Eastern on Thursday. That's foxsportsradio.com to fill out your bracket and to get official rules. 877-99 on Fox. Jimmy G to the Raiders. Your thoughts?
All right. Let's kick it off with Ned in San Francisco. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ned?
Fellas.
How are you?
I feel from the time that Josh McDaniel let Derek Carr sit down or benched him or whatever he did, I felt like they were in on Brady, and Brady caught them slipping, and now they just kind of had to get Jimmy G. You know, when Brady just came out and said, everybody thought Brady was going to play another season.
No, that's a good – you might be right. Absolutely.
And
yeah, you could be right.
So now this is it, and they may get to the playoffs. Man, I hope Jimmy G gets there, man. Maybe he'll give me my Niner Raider Super Bowl one day.
Keep hope alive.
Right. You dreaming, bro.
No doubt.
I'll be night, Chris. Night.
Yes. Wayne in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Wayne?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
What up, man?
Can't complain outside of, you know, my Raiders overall. So, Jimmy G. I'm excited about Jimmy G, but I'm more so excited about getting Anthony Richardson as his backup, to be totally transparent.
You think that's how they're going to go,
day, I mean, full transparency, Jimmy G's going to get hurt. And I really like Anthony Richardson. Overall, Jimmy G does seem to be a pretty decent mentor quarterback because everywhere he's been, right, the quarterbacks underneath him seem to do pretty well. Josh McCown's now known as like a quarterback whisperer, and I don't think Jimmy G's any different. He'll win us a few games, the backup will come in, and eventually my team will be good.
Richardson's interesting. I mean, he's obviously a heck of an athlete, but he's got a lot of growing to do as a quarterback. So, I mean, he's going to be interesting, Rob, because he needs a lot of work.
You know, yeah, but there's people that athlete, like that. And think of, Chris, sometimes you just take the best athlete available and that they could teach him and coach him up, as they say.
I haven't seen that at quarterback. You ever
I'm just saying, but there's a reason that he's getting all the love. Like, is that?
Yeah, I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying I'm not sure. I know he's got a lot of work to do. Like Cam Newton, they're comparing him somewhat to Cam, but Cam was a great quarterback in college.
Oh, yeah, no, he was definitely. Ken in Stockton, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob.
What's up?
Happy Monday, man. I got a good joke for you, man.
Is it clean, Ken?
I don't know what the Raiders are smoking, but it couldn't be no worse than Rob Parker's jokes when they're bad.
Oh, wow. Wow, Ken.
Wow. Save that for Trash Talking Tuesday.
I know. Why are you ripping on me, Ken?
I'll save that for the 49ers on tomorrow. But anyway, they took a step down, man. How could they take Jimmy G over Derek Carr? But it's all about the money, man. I don't know what they're smoking, but this is bad business as far as
I'm concerned. When you consider the money, to me, it's fine. I mean, if there were no savings, Rob, I would think – they probably
Derek Carr would be the quarterback, Chris. Right. There's no doubt about it.
But if you're getting with the money you're saving, if you go out and improve that defense, maybe it could work out for him.
Right. Thomas, in Victorville, California, where I have family, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great.
How are you?
Not bad. Listen, I got an analogy. I got a comparison. It's a basketball crossover.
Right.
I'm thinking that Jimmy G can be compared to Anthony Davis in that you don't never know how many games you're going to get out of him. You're going to save some money. Right. I know you're going to save some money. And, you know, I don't know about Mr. Richardson that the former caller was talking about, but I tell you what, you're going to save $20 million. You best be invested in a backup.
Nah,
you know,
you're
Jimmy
right
G,
about
he's
that.
One of those guys. Jimmy G, he's one of those guys who is going to bring some excitement. And I tell you what, he's going to look good on the program. I just don't know if you're going to get him in the game on Sunday. Come on.
There you go. No doubt, Thomas.
You get him into a few. We'll see if he lasts more than that.
Yeah, we appreciate the call from Victorville. Thank you, buddy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and more. All your protection in one place. A wonderful thing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our next guest is a former nephew of Rob Parker.
That's
one
right.
One of our friends of the show. Great NBA writer at Yahoo Sports. Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, what up?
Vinny, what's up?
And in the spirit of 313 Day, which is the area code that Rob was afraid to go to when he lived in Detroit, what up, though?
What are you talking about, Vinny? I lived downtown Detroit. I lived in the city
limits.
You lived
there once.
No,
the strip clubs don't count,
once.
Rob.
I told right. you, Vinny, when I lived in Detroit, I lived in one of the safest buildings in the city. I could still remember that night. There were three cops in my lobby all night. They were afraid to go out. Nothing, Alex.
Vinny,
nothing?
That's only the 27th time I've heard that.
All right, it still was funny. Vinny, you laughed. That was not bad.
Yes. All right, let's get into this, Vinny. We just heard Ja Morant now doing counseling.
We didn't hear what kind of counseling. Did you hear
down
anything?
Down in Florida, yeah. Do you know anything about this or just the situation in general?
Well, I mean, I feel like we can all kind of surmise what type of counseling it is because it's in Florida. You know what I mean? That's kind of where people go when they maybe have to deal with alcoholic issues. You know, there were some videos of him on the private plane just taking down, you know, guzzling tequila and things like that.
Like it was lemonade.
Yeah, yeah. So not that I have anything against anybody who takes an occasional spirit, but I feel like it could possibly be. That's, you know, what it is. I think the wording is definitely vague, but you can surmise and you can kind of guess that maybe that's what it's for.
What happens here going forward with Ja? Is he going to play the rest of this year? It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't feel like it.
I mean, I guess if let's say if you're going whatever type of counseling you're going for, that isn't usually conducive to the NBA schedule. You know, if you're really serious about whatever treatment, whatever it's for, it takes more than 2 weeks. It takes more than six games. It takes more, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily going to be impressed upon the NBA playoff schedule. The playoffs begin in, you know, 3 weeks or whatever it is, or 4 weeks. And I'm not sure if he plays again this season, whatever team, I won't say sanctions or whatever statements the team has made, you know, initially the first two games and then four, I don't think they're going to say after this next game that he's got, there's going to be an extension. I think it's going to be a matter of if he completes whatever steps. And once again, if he's serious about it, y'all, I don't know how this happens at the end of the regular season.
So obviously this essentially derails Memphis's chances of winning the West. Vinny, I can't remember the last time it was this wide open. Do you think there is a clear favorite in the West, and who would that be, in your opinion?
No, there is no clear favorite. And you can look at the Denver Nuggets and say, hey, you guys have been the best team in the West by a country mile from start to finish. And you've got the two-time MVP, and you've got healthy players. And somehow, for some reason, we don't believe in them. We look
they
at
lost
Phoenix,
three in a row now, right?
And Jamal Murray, you saw he had a sore knee last night, had to leave that game.
Yeah, I mean, but three-game losing streaks happen for every team throughout the
course
of the season.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I agree with you. It's a late
thing.
But you're saying you don't see them as a clear-cut favorite either. I agree with you on that. Yeah,
absolutely not. Only because they haven't done it. That, my thing is, if you guys remember the Golden State, the first championship year for Golden State, 14-15, they won 67 games and 65 games. And people were doubting them because of their style of play. And more importantly than anything else, they were doubting them because we've never seen the Golden State Warriors be worth a damn when the playoffs came about. And the same thing matters, counts here for the Denver Nuggets. They have all these pieces that make a lot of sense on paper, but we've never seen it happen. So we're trying to talk ourselves into the Lakers, or we'll talk ourselves into Golden State, or talk ourselves into the Clippers, because we just don't believe, or talk ourselves into the damn Sacramento Kings. We've never done that as long as I've been doing this.
I can't
talking
see them
the Sacramento Kings.
They're so young.
But what, I mean, what have the Kings done? I mean, they're playing great all year. Everybody's been waiting for them to fall off the side of the cliff. And it just hasn't happened, Vinny. What I mean, Mike Brown has done a great job there.
Yeah, and we've always said LeBron has never had a great coach, and it seems like he's had at least two of them throughout his career. Mike Brown and Ty Lue.
Eric Spoelstra too.
Three great coaches that we've said, and we said LeBron hasn't had one. Right. He's had three. And Sacramento, they've played hard. They played consistently. They bought into Mike Brown. He went in after a win, guys, and said, hey, y'all, this ain't good enough. And the only way that you can do that as a coach after a win this late in the season is if you have the actual sweat equity going on with your team and your leaders, that they know that they can afford to be called out and they'll respond to it. I think that says a lot about them. I think he has Coach of the Year wrapped up. But as far as the Western Conference, Chris, I can see about four teams making the finals depending on how this all shakes out.
I agree. Do you think – Durant, I know James Jones came out and said he'd be playing now if the playoffs were here. But, I mean, they may go into the playoffs with him having only played about seven or eight games with their starters. I like their roster on paper. I think they're the best in the West. But that's a tall order to, you know, win the West with that little experience playing together.
Yeah, I mean, put it like this. If we were to just say – of team's best player has only played eight games with his team that season for whatever reason, be it trade, injury, suspension, or whatever, we would not say we're going to believe in this team to make a two-month-long run through the playoffs. If that's the case, then the regular season means nothing. And I think Kevin Durant is in the conversation to be the baddest man walking when he's healthy. There's nobody I've seen score as easy and have that type of effect on the game. Maybe Giannis. Maybe Steph Curry when he goes on a bender like he did Saturday night. But, Chris, even if he were healthy, there's a big couple of reasons why I wouldn't believe in the Suns. One is their depth, because I don't see them going beyond seven deep. And you're depending on Chris Paul. And I've seen Chris Paul's made movies. I've never seen a Chris Paul June movie because he never gets there.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Shots okay, what about – how about
you
Vinny out east?
You came on here throwing sling.
I know. Vinny ain't messing around. How about out east? Who you like
Philly, Boston, Milwaukee, out of those three teams?
I mean, I think smart money says Milwaukee, right?
So Milwaukee like, over Boston. Why are you not hot on Boston anymore?
Because Middleton seems like a shell of himself at this point.
Yeah, but I think that's partially a guy just coming back from not having played most of the season. If we're going to give Kevin Durant a lot of earned grace, then I'm going to give Chris Middleton a little bit of grace on him not stepping back on the floor until January or February. And they were really close to beating Boston in the second round without Chris Middleton last year. So if he's even 60% of himself, 70% of himself, and you got Giannis and you got Jrue Holiday and you've got the deepest team in the NBA. And for me, guys, the playoffs comes down to not how many ways can you win, it's how few ways can you lose. And the Bucks look to me like their ceiling, you know what I mean, their floor is so much higher than everyone else. When they have a bad game like they did Saturday night, they can still win the game. Another team's worst game means they're getting blown out by 20. When Milwaukee has a bad game, you still feel like they're in it or they have a little bit of control. And I feel like in the playoffs, that counts more than anything else.
Before you go, you probably saw the ESPN straw poll about MVP. Jokic, 77% of the vote. I think Embiid is right there. If I mean, right now, I'm kind of leaning toward him. Giannis is still there if he can play enough games.
It ain't going to happen. Y'all
wasting
your votes.
Where you at on this?
Well, I didn't vote for him last year. Because I didn't think that you can have a sixth seed. How valuable are you if your team ain't that good, right? I don't have that argument this year if I didn't want to vote for him. You know what I mean? He's playing that well, but I do think, I wonder how much history is going to take place. And it's easy to say you're going to vote someone for the third straight MVP in February, and then April the vote comes up, and you're talking about putting them in the class with Wilt Chamberlain and Larry Bird and Bill Russell. And all those guys had trips to the finals in the midst of those runs.
Right.
And you're not supposed to vote on the playoffs. You're not supposed to vote on all this other stuff. But I remember people saying we couldn't give Giannis a third straight MVP because of what he didn't do in the playoffs before.
Yeah, but Vinny, this is where I have an issue with this. And you know, you're looking at it from a historical standpoint, and I think that this is where I disagree with you. If they make Denver makes a run, say he wins the championship this year, like that would justify everything. You don't know that's going to happen or not going to happen. So if he had better numbers than he had a year ago when he won the MVP and he's averaging a triple-double and they have the number one seed, how in the world could, like, the analytics guys of the writers not vote for him?
The analytics guy.
I'm asking you.
I'm looking at the defensive end, too.
No, I got it. I'm just talking about from those guys, Vinny. How are they not going to vote for him?
Rob, I completely agree with you. One, I think the triple-double thing is completely flawed. Like, we fell in love with the number 10, right? If Russell Westbrook averaged 31-9-9, he won the one MVP, which is why I didn't vote for him. Like, we got to be smarter than just saying the number 10 means something. So take that argument out of it. Also, this ain't the WWF championship belt, the MVP trophy. You don't get it the next year and have to lose it. It's up for grabs for someone to win it. But I do think that his play has warranted, whether it's the advanced stats, which really favor him, the on-court status and everything else, the way that team sort of molds itself around him, how important he is, that means a lot. Like, I have a much easier time voting for him this year than I did last year. So I'm not opposed to him winning a third straight MVP. I wouldn't say that he's Karl Malone or somebody like that.
We got to run, but great stuff.
Thanks, Vinny.
As always, man. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, we are live, Rob and Chris, from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, the Ja Morant news, what are your thoughts? Like, I'll say this. I think, first of all, obviously we both hope and pray that he gets the help he needs and that he's able to come back from this, you know, in a whole different frame of mind and well-being and able to continue and really fulfill the great promise that he has as a player. And I also think, I don't know, Rob, if you heard it, but Gilbert Arenas, who obviously went through the gun issues himself that derailed his career in Washington years ago, he said that in a podcast interview, it would take, I think he said it'd take 3 years of Ja, like, totally going squeaky clean to overcome this. He actually said he'd have to cut his hair, all that stuff. He wasn't saying he should necessarily. Yeah, he was just saying for the mainstream America to accept him. He wasn't saying, you know, it wasn't like the Michael Vick thing a few years ago.
Right.
He wasn't saying he should or that I think he needs. He was just saying that's what people will want him to do. But, Rob, I think this is different now. If Ja, and I think he's going to this, you know, counseling or whatever because he knows he needs it. That's a humbling thing when the whole, you know, basketball world is going to know you had to go get counseling like this. So I think this is legit. But I also think, Rob, when he comes back from this, I think he'll be embraced because this looks more like someone who, a young man who wasn't, quote unquote, all that growing up, right? And now he wasn't a superstar getting all this attention and accolades. And he gets, you know, he becomes a superstar. And it seems like it may have been just so too much for him to handle. And I think people will embrace him if he comes back from this, you know, and everything's okay.
Well, I think people will give him more. America loves a comeback story, Chris, but you have to be, and I give Ja credit. He accepted responsibility right away, not
right.
Asking like, oh, what are you talking about? Don't tell me how
it
to live.
It wasn't my gun.
Exactly. It wasn't that, Chris. And people have, what I always say, that's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes.
Right.
You can come back from things, but you have to at first acknowledge there's a problem, be held accountable, Chris, and you can work your way back to people. You can.
Yeah, I agree. And so, yeah, I mean, honestly, Rob, this is, you know, if he was really struggling, this is about, this is good. It's what he needs. And like you said, he's not fighting it. So, all right, an hour left, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart. And I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.